button. Yeah, I went to the unmute and I hit disconnect. Idiot. Hello! I started the intro and then I fucking hit the disconnect button. Yes. I was like, hello!
Is this going to be a repeat of last week?
Yeah.
What happened last week?
No.
We couldn't concentrate and we just fucked off for an hour and a half.
And it was one of the best weeks we've ever had.
Yo, I got extremely drunk after we finished up.
You were extremely drunk before we finished up.
That's true. Continue, Sky.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Z-Team. I am your Dungeon Master, Sky, and with me are my ever-benevolent players. We got Raz.
Nice to meet you.
We got Olive.
Aloha.
We got Onyx.
Hi.
And Coop.
Guten Tag.
See, I tried to keep going, but that hit me hard, man.
Germans usually do.
Oh my god.
But they never win in the long run.
Oh.
Ooh, that hit me hard.
Oh.
get fucked, kid.
Oh my god.
I say as a Dutchman who's half of his country is underwater at this moment.
Oh jeez.
So you're on vacation. You're just back home.
Jeez, Rick. Living la vida loca. So you may notice Engines isn't here this week. He's taking a much needed vacation moment. So
it's up to us.
Yeah. We're going to be running a one shot. We're going to be rerunning that Barbara one shot while he's away so that he can, you know, fully recover mentally as we all need to.
I've never had a chance. It is my goal today to make Sky incredibly uncomfortable.
Brother?
What up?
Hey, brother!
You see, that's where I thought you were going with that.
Got it.
What are you doing back
there? I understand that reference.
I'm glad.
Thanks.
You get the Hulk Hogan'd?
You want to give us that recap, Sky? That good?
Fuck no, I did it so good the first time.
What? Do I get a recap or do I get an introduction? Because I didn't take place in the first one.
You're here now.
Yeah, you did.
No, he wasn't. He was very much half asleep. Or full asleep.
Full asleep. Half asleep, I'd still show up.
That's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
And that's why I pay you the big money.
I get paid.
Nope.
Fuck.
Fuck, do I not remember?
Let's just do a new one.
I'll remind you what happened last time on the Z Team. We went into a barbershop doing an investigation past a fucking weird-ass snail entity. I don't know what the fuck, man. Flail snail.
I'm going to have to stop you there because I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, that's why I'm explaining everything.
Okay, thanks.
But anyway, so basically we went into a town where everybody was getting bad haircuts, apparently.
Snip, snip, bitch. And,
no, we were investigating disappearances, I believe, and then we learned everybody had all these weird and funky haircuts, so we're just like, yo, what's going on with that? And they're just like, check out the barber!
Okay, Coop's helping me tag team this. All right.
Hold up. We're adventurers who are, like, looking at bad haircuts. Like, who hired us to go look at bad haircuts?
The Adventuring Guild.
But as we went around the city asking questions, learning more about the hairstyle, we narrowed it down to a singular barber whose shop we went into. And upon... Who the hell got a haircut last time?
It was Bjorn.
Yeah, Bjorn got a haircut, and then...
And then it was Rhaegar.
Yeah, Clack went in to, like, get his chest.
Yes, his chest hair done or something.
But as we were doing that, I think one of you two, either Bjorn or our halfling friend.
It was Bjorn again. It's always his fault.
Yeah, gosh damn it, Bjorn. Ended up getting a little too close and personal into the gnome's business. So they pulled the lever crunk on Clack and sent him to the bottom of the ravine. Which now we are currently in a fight with this gnome person.
In a sense.
I believe so. Yeah. And I think we heard rumbling as well.
Oh yeah, shit, snail. We're starting off at combat. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody roll initiative! shit, I wasn't ready for this.
Is there any stat block for this, dude? Do I have to make this up?
Oh, I'm so glad we're on point again.
I was just really enjoying the fact that all the way through that recap, Sky looked like he was having like an internal tragedy happen. His fucking camera.
It's because fucking car show in the background. He wasn't ready.
Oh, God.
It's like, oh, God, why again?
Is it truck month?
No, I don't know what it
it's
is.
It's farming day.
It's because up here in Canadian Texas, they're like, all restrictions are dropped. So they're trying to do everything all at once. And then all of a sudden, they're like, all restrictions are back.
Chevy truck month.
So there's like, we need to do this before restrictions come into play.
Yeah, pretty much.
GMC, gay men cars.
Oh, that's not what I thought what C stood for.
Do you ever car shows, but for farming equipment?
Yo, tractor yes, shows?
There are.
I love tractor shows.
I think we actually genuinely have one here.
Yeah, it's up north. Yeah, if you like go outside of the city we're in for an hour, yeah. There's a tractor show.
It's where like people like John Deere and stuff sell their like tractor models to farmers.
It's great when you see the American tractor like all revved up, and then you see the like Japanese tractor that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like vroom, 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 vroom.
Check out my souped up Honda.
Yeah, it's got like underlighting.
I appreciate the fact that Onyx was the first person who did something edited out in this episode, not me.
I try my best.
Yeah, all right. Fuck, initiatives. What do we get?
All right, we're playing playing D&D, that's right.
We're playing D&D.
Well, it's because Sky had to look up a stat block and I was filling time.
Thank you.
Who's Time? I'm going to change my name to Time.
T-H-Y-M-E?
Yeah, come fill me.
Delicious.
Nice. Oh,
good lord.
Oh.
That's a cream pie waiting to happen.
Come in me, right. Come on me, come on me.
It's Marcos! So, how are you all doing?
I'll wait outside until this battle's over because I'm not there.
Wow. I hate
got
this
a shot all over my face.
What are you talking about, Rez? You're there.
I'm not there yet.
No, you're with him.
I'm not.
Haruk is currently distracted by the flail snail that is like doesn't like orcs for some reason.
I believe Bjorn was like over here where the door is because I think that's what he was trying to investigate.
Yes, yeah. He'd be here.
I don't think Mio could possibly.
Who in the fuck is this guy?
It's Marcos from Assassin's Creed Odyssey. You can trust me, friends. I won't sell you anything that you won't buy.
I don't like this.
Also known as the best/worst character in Odyssey. Because all throughout the game, he's like, I bought a vineyard. You're like, you bought a vineyard? He's like, yes, I owe a lot of people money. But if you kill them for me, we're all at odds and ends. And you're like, oh, you're one of those.
So that was a real character? Okay. Because you used this guy in the Greek campaign.
Thanks for calling me out now.
It was really funny because we're just like, what if we just kidnap this guy, give him over to the people who he owes money to, and then gain favor?
You basically, yeah. So I like introduced him and then they're like, wow, this guy fucking sucks. And they're like, let's just kidnap him and give him back to the worst people. And I was like, okay. All right.
It's Big Butt D. Marcos.
I don't have dice.
God, such a prepared.
That's a good thing we're on roll 20.
Oh, Well, yeah, yes. I can't wait for you guys to see all my rolls.
You can do them in secret, just roll them to the GM. But beyond that, yes, use roll 20 and get everything under a 5.
Let's get initiatives!
Tide got a 13.
I didn't roll initiative yet.
Oh my god. Lyric!
Dirty 20.
What about a clean 20?
Beer. I mean, if you want.
5. No, I want it dirty. Herrick.
Yeah, 13.
All right.
I don't even know what I'm doing. Who is my guy again? What do I do?
You're a cleric.
I'll
just chill here, man.
Understandable. Have a great day.
Oh no, bro! The barbershop man like totally kidnapped Clank.
What the hell was that?
That was Tide.
No, Tide is way more of a surfer. This is an imposter.
Yeah. Somebody didn't get his Krabby Patties.
Oh no.
What the fuck are these?
What the fuck are those?
What are those? These are not anything that I need. Where's my fucking... trying to find tokens. Hold on one sec. So you are in a 15 by 20 room. The entirety of this room is kind of surrounded in a bunch of items. So the shop contains a sink, mirrors, a fireplace, normal barbering and surgery equipment. You just saw Clack get fall through the trap door underneath the chair as he pulled the lever, and he gets off right at the very beginning. He sprints forward and he throws himself through this. So if you guys want to make attacks of opportunity, you can.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh shit.
I guess, like, would we even have, like, I guess I could use Chill Touch.
No, it has to be an auto attack, so.
Okay. I don't think he would have anything on his hand, so I guess I'm punching him.
Yeah, if you want to punch him on your way by, just, like, clock him on the back of the head. Like, you know, like a dad when his son's being a bit of a shithead. Clock. Cuff.
Ty just kind of watches the barber man walk by and go, like, hey, where'd you take our friend, man?
Okay. I rolled a 14.
It hits.
What the fuck?
You did it.
Does it?
Don't forget you have proficiency with unarmed strikes, as all people do, apparently.
What? Actually?
Yeah, all adventurers have proficiency with unarmed strikes.
We all know how to hit. It's just a matter of damage.
Be 17, then.
Wow, that definitely hits.
Imagine my surprise as a monk. I was like, oh, this is bullshit.
Yeah, but as for a monkey, you damage. Do damage with your fists.
You do 1 damage plus your strength?
Aren't I supposed to roll a d4?
No, it's 1 damage unless you're a monk, and then plus your strength.
My strength's at a negative 1.
So 1 damage!
I was just like, please tell me I can do more than, like, 0.
No, it's always minimum of 1 damage. That's why Artemis always does at least 1 point of damage.
I just want to see, like, Bjorn walk up and punch him and be like, ah! And nothing happens.
So the man goes, time to leave, and he sprints. Ty goes, where are you going, bruh? Bjorn slaps him across the back of the neck, leaves a little bit of a red mark, and you hear a beep as his fob on his little wrist activates the door, and suddenly, GM layer.
Wait, fobs exist in this world?
Who knows?
Cool. It could be a magical amulet that, you know...
Hey, activates. Don't explain it away with magic. I want to know how fobs work in this world.
Objects.
Like a forward operating base?
2.
Yes. 3. Thanks. Thanks, Onyx.
He's just gone.
Yeah, he runs down the stairs, you see. He goes down this way. And out of the room, burst out...
Wait, hold on. You're telling me that you're you're a sorcerer in this, Goop?
Yeah.
You're telling me you as a sorcerer you don't have the sentinel feat? Like, what are you doing, man?
Yes, all those melee sorcerers. So, this relatively small, around 3 feet, blue skin, large yellow eyes, kind of goblin-shaped exvart, runs out of the room with a little short sword drawn, as if they were watching you and ready for this. And he pounces at Bjorn, since you cuffed his guy.
Ah! Did you call it an exvart?
Yeah, it's an exvart.
What's an exvart?
It's actually you know a svart, when you... but an exvart
it's
great.
It's svart, but I don't want to say exvart. That's so much extra shit. It's exvart.
That's more than just saying svart.
Alright. Well,
and here I thought it was just a fart you broke up with, but...
Svart. X-Force. Does a 12 hit Bjorn?
It does, actually.
These guys hit fucking hard. What? You're about to get yourself decked. 8 damage, max damage you get. So he jumps forward. He looks at you. This dagger of a short sword slashes across your midsection. He goes, he actually doesn't speak common. So, and Yug has disappeared. Lyric. You've been sitting in a nice, comfy chair reading a magazine for about, I don't know, a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And this occurs.
You hear Bjorn yell in pain.
Okay, I'm gonna...
Fuck that.
I'm gonna get up and hop out of the chair. It's very much a hop because I can't reach the floor.
Your feet are dangling.
Yeah. I'm gonna take the magazine and kindly put it on the chair.
Is that your action? Are you done now?
That's 6 seconds, Lace. By the way, and you've used 4.
And can I ready my short bow?
You could fire your short bow.
What? I can do all that? That's awesome.
That's okay. Like 3 actions.
I'm gonna take the short bow and I'm gonna shoot the one that's doing the laughing.
All right.
Do you guys remember in Pathfinder when you shot into like against anybody who was near an ally?
-2.
And you get like -4.
Unless you have the point blank feet.
No, you get like -4 if you were shooting into melee combat.
And then you had to take the point blank feet.
If you were within like 10 feet, yeah.
Pathfinder 2nd edition just added basically a version of the Wild Sorcerer to their system.
Cool.
That's cool.
I haven't really looked at 2nd edition.
No, my brother's really into it. What'd you do?
Oh, it's been such a long time since I used a fucking ranged weapon. The +6 next to it in my sheets, how much I add to attack roll, right?
Yeah, so it's your dex, your proficiency, and then I don't think it's a +1 short bow, so.
Ah, wonderful. 18 to hit.
It hits.
Ah, wonderful. Okay, let me go find one of my d6s.
We are so prepared.
Oh, we are.
I am.
Oh shit, what's up, Mio?
This is such an Americanized, stat block I'm looking at. His speed is 9 meters. Like, what?
meters are not American.
American.
Feet is miles? American.
Oh, so this is then metric,
Yeah, it's proper.
It is metric, yeah.
The damage is 8.
Fucking really?
Yeah. Rolled a 5 +3.
Good shot.
Hell yeah.
Finish him.
Oh.
Yeah!
Wow.
It was very quick and not like, you know, my best shots ever, so it kind of just through the middle of his chest.
You did. Yeah, and he gets himself pierced into the kitchen sink.
Okay. He should be like a Pokemon. He should die like Satan Svart. Svart, Svart, Svart.
All right. Maniacal death sounds, please.
I think every creature in D&D has to say their name, though.
X-Fart. Svart, Svart, Svart. Goblin, Goblin. They all rolled real shit initiatives. Haruk or Tide?
Tide can go first.
Tide looks over to Larrick and is like, "All right, you dealt with the one enemy we have to deal with."
I'm like, "Yay!
Let's go find Clack."
Try Tide pulling the lever.
Yeah, Tide goes to pull the lever. Sees what happens when he pulls it.
On the chair.
Like, yeah, the same one that the dude pulled that like made the chair go down into the bottom.
Okay.
He pulls it to see what happens.
So come back up. The seat. It comes. The door comes back open.
It's awesome. All right. So what we can do is we can each individually get on a chair and pull a lever, and we can go down that way.
We all climb onto one chair, and it takes us to different places.
That sounds very uncomfortable.
Shows how much you know.
Tide makes sure to not get himself in that weird mechanical strap business that Clack got under.
Can we see Clack from the opening then, or?
No, it's dark.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, how hurt are you right now? Coop, you took
8 damage.
I took 8 damage. I'm not that hurt at all.
Okay, you're fine. That will basically be Tide's turn, though.
Oh. No, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, Tide went to the chair, pulled the lever. The chair came back, and he's like, "All right. We got a way down now."
I may have to make a side note. If you made this adventure and are listening, thank you for being on one listener. Or if you've run this adventure before, I'm adapting it because I've already mistaked. So keep going.
Oh, God.
This is so badly... I mean, you did great.
Haruk, you go.
So, hold on. There's nothing to kill.
Yeah.
Well, technically, there's 3 others, aren't there? We just can't see them
yet. You hear in a back room. X-Fart.
Okay, then I go shut the door and bar it so they can't come in.
Clever. I like that a lot.
Ka-chunk. And that drops combat.
I did it.
Yeah. Alright, so,
using that 8 intelligence.
So
I think it's more of a being done with some shit that you don't want to deal with more stabbies. Alright, so everybody ready to hop on the chair and go?
I'm not hopping on that chair with you.
We're hopping on a chair?
Yeah, we're gonna go save Clack.
I don't want to do no magic chair ride.
Is this the best way to save Clack?
Are there stairs?
I mean, the dwarf disappeared. He had to have gone somewhere.
I thought they were a gnome.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Height, I guess, and hairstyle.
I mean, I don't think hairstyle matters much around these parts.
No, it does, because you see, gnomes, like whenever they don't do stuff adventurously, have this weird thing called the bleaching happen, where they like start to die.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
That?
I saw one do it happen one time. It's like he Thanos dusted.
Who's Thanos?
Some purple dude I met in the ocean.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Canonically, I guess superheroes are in my world now.
Least Mad Titans.
Bjorn's just gonna go over to like the back corner and then investigate the area where he saw the barber disappear from.
Haruk's gonna rip the chair out of the ground and look down.
to be a strength check?
DC, yeah! DC rip and tear!
23?
Orc strength!
Rip and tear.
Are you going back in there, Bjorn? Because he locked the door that's right here.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
what's this?
If you go back there, we have to re-roll initiative.
Oh, so the door is that's where the door is. Okay, that makes more sense.
I got a 7.
So you shit yourself a bit.
Oh, guys, I made a mess.
Oh, God, smell it.
My bad.
Okay. All right, if we want to go the way the dwarf went, I can, like, totally drown those guys in there.
Okay, but hold on. And we have a more pressing matter. Bjorn, do you have prestidigitation?
Why?
I need help.
Ah, dude, what's that smell?
Can you unsoil my pants for me?
I will do that for you, sir.
Thanks.
It smells like those hobos on the beach. Gosh, man.
Hey, I have a name.
You wouldn't think they'd smell so bad being near water all the time.
I appreciate you.
Of course, anytime.
It's like prestidigitation baby wipes. Alright, so, real talk though, do we want to take the magic chair ride, which is the most direct route to Clack, or do we want to go through where those Zvarts are?
Well, here's a better question. Do we even want to save Clack?
Yes.
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 Okay.
This isn't Santa Claus again, asshole!
There was a lot of hesitation with that. We'll see.
He's a dwarf, right?
Yes.
So, also, really, can we just leave him to bleach?
What? No, I thought he wasn't the one
that did that.
Oh, gnomes bleach. I thought it was dwarves. Yeah. They're the same thing, though, right?
No. Dwarves got, like, better beards.
Oh.
But anyway, this may be the person who's been stealing people.
Oh, because he stole. I see where you went with that.
Because he, like, took somebody through a chair. By the way, Larrick, lock the front door if you would, man.
Okay.
Lock it, because there's that weird-ass snail up front. I don't want it, like, coming in here and beating us.
I don't know.
What, do you think it could use a door?
Maybe.
It's got eye stalks. You never know.
It will eat the door. It's like Velociraptors, man.
So, but yeah, do you guys want to go on the magic chair, or do you want me to just drown those guys in the next room?
I mean, they're pretty simple and easy.
Well, I think we should just keep our spell slots for the mad barber. Let's use the chair.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody get on a chair. We're going to ride down.
Does every chair have a lever? Is this going to be like some magic chair ride? I love it.
There's only one chair.
Oh.
Oh, so we're all getting on the one chair.
Okay, so Larrick first, and we all sit on him.
No, alternatively, we could just go one by one.
Yeah, but then we'd be in danger of... Oh, we could go two by two.
We don't...
That's a better idea.
We don't know what's down there. It could be a prison cell. Yeah. We could just be going to our death.
Good. Okay, then one person go down there, yell up if it's okay, and then the rest go after.
Tide puts a finger on his nose.
Finger on nose.
Okay,
finger
hold up, nose. Though. When you go down the hole, does, like, another chair appear, or is it just a hole?
I had to pull the lever again to get it back up here.
So then why don't we just pull the lever and make the chair go down and then jump down?
Because the door closes behind it.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is very complicated.
Anyway,
machinery.
Heroic, we all have our, like, fingers on our noses, so... You're the first one to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't put your hands on the chair arms, though, because you might get latched in.
But didn't you see my incredible feat of strength? I can break out of those.
Yes, by greasing up the contraption with poo.
This is the orc way.
All right, just sit in the chair, man.
I sit in the chair.
Okay. Sending him down by pulling the lever.
I keep my arms inside at all times while traveling at high speeds.
All right. You slide down this 5-foot wide staircase leading from the barbershop seat to the cellar below. As you slam, you start tumbling a little bit. Give me an acrobatics or a deck. An acrobatics check.
An acrobatics check?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Nine.
Stinky.
Stinky. Yeah, so stinky. so you start tumbling. You're going to take... I'm looking around for dice that I don't have. Tree damage of bludgeoning as you tumble. And then you slide into a single lantern room occupied by 8 svarts. This room is contained with weird.
Make friends.
Now it's got boxes on the left and right. And then there's another stairwell on the south right end. You tumble right into the middle and all of them look at you. And then they all start drawing swords.
How big is this room?
15 by 50.
Okay. And how far away are all of them?
Within melee.
Cool. Do it. I cast Shatter on myself. And I'm going to use my reboot so it does maximum damage anyway.
So they all die. So you slide down, you look at the sky. What do you say?
I go, oh, some X-Varts.
X-Vart.
And then just you guys hear this boom, like a bomb went off.
Oh, no.
Jesus, Clack, are you okay?
I mean,
I think you should.
Oh, no, he's committed a big stinky.
Oh, no, he prayed on a fart.
3d8. Oh, I have to do a con save. Hold on. Let me do a con save here.
Tide pulls the lever.
Sweet.
Nat 20.
So what's 3d8? What's 3d8 max damage? 24, right?
Yeah.
So you take 12.
Yeah, and they all took. I don't know how much damage. A lot.
They have
enough to kill them.
They
all.
Have 7 HP. Even if they save, they're dead.
They're dead. So just I splatter. There's just spark guts everywhere.
Tide pulls the lever to make the chair come back. All right, Larrick and Bjorn, you both can go tandem, since you're like the lightest of us all.
I didn't yell up to say it was okay.
I was about to say
all you heard was a boom.
I know.
Are
but
we sure he's okay? Because I feel like I'm going to explode.
I'm just saying, he's gonna need you to like clean up everywhere. So that's why I'm sending you down next, Bjorn.
Okay. Bjorn slowly starts sitting in the chair.
Depositing one cleanup crew.
Ching! Wait, Larrick?
Nope. Pulled the lever.
So I'm just gonna have Haruk sitting on a crate in the mass of dead bodies and blood.
If there's anything left that's not destroyed yet.
Oh yeah, yeah, right, because every object would have taken damage, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
So Harrow's going to be the one clean spot of the room, and the rest is just blood, guts, and wood.
So, Larrick and
no, just Bjorn,
just
apparently.
Just Bjorn. Yep. You tumble down. I need an acrobatics check.
All right, there's things to soften the fall.
We'll just say it's an average of 3 damage.
This is like an Elfman scene when you get down here.
You take 3 damage.
Fantastic.
As you also like a ragdoll all the way down, and you slam into the floor.
Watch your step. I made a mess.
What do you mean? What the what happened? What is this?
Oh, well, that's a svart. That's a svart. That's a svart. That's a box.
How can you tell?
I don't know. It looks like it's wood.
Okay. Bjorn's gonna call up the, like, hole where he just tumbled out from and be like, it's safe. You guys can come down now.
As Tide is kind of sitting down first in the chair as he pulled it back up. Alright, Larrick, do you think your mage hand could, like, pull the lever for both of us?
Larrick has mage hand?
He sure does.
That's hot.
Yeah, I could probably do that.
Alright. Let's go.
The mage hand pulls, you two tumble down. Larrick, you can give me that acrobatics with advantage. And Tide, just a regular acrobatics.
Whee!
The reason why Larrick gets it is because they literally tumble at all times, so.
Mm-hmm. That is a 28 total from me.
You take 1 point of acrobatic damage.
15 for Tide.
Yeah, 1 point of damage.
Stuck the landing!
I do a couple of flips. Kind of like end up in the blood a little bit, and I'm like, oh god.
Well, depending on where you come out, like if you come out exactly where Haruk come out, you would just hit Haruk and like it'd be like hitting a steel wall.
Ping.
I like to imagine Larrick landed on Haruk's shoulder while Tide was the one who banged into Haruk. Just,
oh, fuck. Watch your step. Dude. I made a mess.
Do one of those, oh, like
that is an understatement.
I just do one of those, like, post-gymnastics routine poses where I put both my arms up in the air.
I told you meat pies probably weren't the best idea, man.
I didn't bring lunch.
Yeah, I think we're past that point.
Good.
Yep.
To know.
Anyway, well, there's stairs over there, and I'll start heading towards the stairs. And my armor's still no pristine and shiny.
No signs of Clack, though.
I swear he wasn't here when this happened.
I'm scared of Haruk.
I mean, I would have been scared of him in the mansion when you guys first went to fight that spooky mansion. Hmm. On that island, because he fucking decked a lot of creatures with his strength.
Onward to searching.
Yeah, Tempest clerics are beasts.
They're a little bit frightening. So you guys head down. This map is so badly. There's none of that. Okay. Oh, is that where that leads? Ah. It's a little bit confusing.
Yay.
I'm trying to figure out how the fuck. Alright. So you guys head down the stairs. The cellar here has been converted by the barber into the ultimate layer of forbidden barbering techniques. Grooves in the floor allow maybe one of three specifically designed barber's chairs to be trapped to the most locations of this level. The chamber is lit by lanterns in a couple of these areas. So it's shaped a little bit like an H. So as you guys head down here, you've got like a little alcove that's a 15 by 15 on your right, 50 by 15 on your left, and then a couple more feet. Sorry, I just realized I can finally see where you guys came down. I'll just draw it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Visual representation for the win.
God, it's bright yellow.
Yep, that's what you get.
What the that. Fuck? That's not an H.
Alright, so you guys come down right here. We'll see. Like that. Something like that.
Oh yeah, Haruk will be in the lead because he's not a pussy.
Okay. Sure. Fuck.
Describe the room. Use your words.
The problem is like, this is, there's no, like, this is what you read to your friends. And then, like, some of it's, like, a sentence.
Hmm.
So I'll read the sentence. Don't look at me like that.
All right. So there's an area here and an area here. These two are lit by lanterns. The other rooms are dark. You can hear a splash of water from down here-ish. So if you guys were looking straight on, it'd be your far right room. And then... all right. So straight ahead of you is a bunch of severed heads of some of the many what seems clients, varnished and perfectly preserved on a long table somewhere probably around here is where the heads are.
I'm gonna cast light.
Yep.
Just so we can see.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all have dark vision, but just so we can see.
So it seems that he periodically tests hairstyles on these horrid mannequin heads, including two of the heads that wear the ultimate wig.
Are they labeled?
Yes, there are two that are labeled ultimate wig.
Sky, what does the ultimate wig look like?
And we need a drawn representation.
One is Goku hair and one is Hatsune Miku.
That's fair.
I grab the Goku hair and put it on, see if it powers me up.
Alright, you gain a plus 12 to all attack rolls for the rest of the entire of your life.
Perfect.
And I
can cast spells without using spell slots.
Do you put the wig on?
I don't know when you ask me like that.
You already said it, so roll initiative.
Alright. I'm doing it, guys.
Yeah, so you guys kind of come into the room a little bit.
Doing it hard. I got a 9.
I got an 8.
I'm about to be brain fucked by a wig.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know why I'd wear a wig. Do you guys see Heruk's haircut? It's fucking sexy as balls.
It's the perfect wig, though.
Mm-hmm. Heruk's gorgeous.
Alright, sorry, Heruk.
Huh?
He got 9.
Yeah, I got a 9, sorry.
Lettuce.
Out.
It's Lyric.
Oh.
Did you honestly not get that?
BLT, no. Baby. Bjorn, Lyric, and Tomato Tide.
I'm actually a very massive fan of BLTs, so this is pretty...
Wait.
This is a massive vibe right now.
What about me? It's because it's a BLTH?
Yeah, you got a hair in your BLT.
Good thing we're in a barber shop.
Yeah, what'd you get, Lyric?
The H is actually for Hellman's Mayonnaise. 14.
You want my mayo?
Bacon. Bjorn.
That took me a half second. I was like, hang on a second. 8.
And tomato.
7.
Perfect. So the other wig also comes alive as you guys look towards them, and they're mimics.
Right. I was about to say,
fuck, they're merkins.
No. They're merkins.
Do you guys know what a merkin is?
Why are Donald Trump's hair here?
Do you guys know what merkins are?
Merkins, no. Yeah.
No. They're vagina wigs.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Does
a 23 hit Heruk? I don't know. Let me check. I forget. Yeah, 23 hits Heruk.
All right, you take 11 bludgeoning damage. Yeah.
Okay, and then in response to that, he needs to do a wisdom save. No, hold on. A dexterity save of 14.
Balls.
Get fucked, kid.
You pass it?
Who's tripping water?
Okay, hold on.
Olive?
That's definitely Mio.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to close her crate. She's on some shit today.
Seven so, damage?
Well, or half if it passes. Or yeah, half so if it passes.
Four, three.
But I push it 10 feet away.
So you push it into
fire? No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
3F. 3F is blow dryer. This magical furnace with a hose attached can be locked over the head of a willing or unwilling client, blasting out incredible heat. It seems to have four settings: dry, wipe, bake, and burn.
Oh, so it's in the furnace now.
It's in the room with the furnace.
Oh, damn it, I was going to close
the furnace is right here.
Shit.
The furnace is right here at the very bottom.
I was going to light the furnace.
So you push that one away, and as it slams you with its big-ass tongue, Lyric. Wig.
Wait. What does Lyric get for initiative?
14?
Yeah.
You guys all rolled real bad.
Yeah.
Was not great.
Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
Probably I'm old enough.
Jesus.
I am going to.
Please don't use vicious mockery.
Vicious no.
All right. You diss that hair.
Actually, I can't remember. Does fairy fire, is that literally every creature or just yes. ones
it's,
I choose?
It's every creature within 15, but you could aim it like right here and it would hit everybody. Well, except yeah. your party.
It would hit yeah. Haruk.
If it didn't no. like right there.
Isn't that a wall right there?
Like 15 feet. Would, yeah. Like if did it right there, the 15 feet would not get you, but don't worry. You're fine.
Then, send it into yes. the corner.
I'm going to use fairy fire over in
yeah,
corner
just
to hit
just,
both of them.
Just to hit both of them.
Yes, and they are going to be in violet color outline.
So pretty.
If, you know, the spell works.
One saves, I think one does not.
So pretty.
What's your DC?
Let's see. Spell save DC is 14.
Okay, right, so
they both save. Yeah,
they both pass.
Damn, that's a so, big F.
So you throw, and they kind of just shake off the glitter.
How dare they?
It's like unfortunate, bro. All
right.
Truly.
Nine is Haruk.
Haruk. Okay, so I am going to... Okay, so the first thing I'm going to do is create a spirit weapon right there.
Okay.
So a big floating hammer appears right there. And then I'm going to attack this one.
Okay.
Thank you for the big floating hammer. Okay, so my flail will I'll attack.
You're so fucking welcome.
I'll attack. Well, wait. Oh, since I did this, I'll attack this guy first with my spirit weapon.
Bonus action.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a 17 to hit.
17 hits.
And does 10 force damage.
Okay.
Then I attack this one.
Oh, that's illegal.
Not 19 to hit.
19 hits.
For 7 magical blunt damage.
How much?
7 magical blunt damage.
Okay.
And that's my turn.
That's your turn. Okay, next would be the other mimic. So the one that you just recently smacked, he looks at you. and he's gonna help it attempt to go for that big old bite.
Okay.
It's better than my bed mimic. These are hair.
I love hair.
I don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. 22?
22 will hit me.
4 damage.
Okay, that needs to make a dex.
Using all your reactions for spell slots.
No, I don't use spell slots.
This is a big ability that he gets multiple.
Yeah.
Dex it?
Yeah, 14.
2.
That one.
Nice.
So it takes 14 damage. I guess knock back 10 feet. 14 lightning damage. Very specific. That's just it hits me and just it goes.
God damn, you're toast. You've done a lot of damage to this guy.
Tempest Clarinet.
He's going to cast Firebolt on probably the one that we just sent away.
What did I just say?
11 to hit.
Okay. Any other bonus action or anything?
I mean, not unless you want me to do my wild magic.
Well, you use Tides of Chaos.
I was actually just looking at that, being like, I might just do that.
Why not?
But that doesn't take me.
Nice.
You can do that at any time. Take an action.
Which is great. Alright, 16.
Sounds good to me.
Make sure to roll 2d10.
I don't think you want your wig to have a tongue in it now.
I think so. I saw like what, Parasite the Max or whatever.
Oh god, yeah. There, Tide.
Tide like rubs his hands and says, oh man, this worked perfectly.
Kill this one. This one's gonna go first.
Yeah. No. It's the flame sphere is gonna end up right here.
Where?
Right here. With a little bit of a fire iconography.
Where again?
In front of the. Right next to the sphere of the weapon. And then Tide's gonna ram it into the bucket. So it needs to make a.
That's not true. I come to fire.
Yeah, you do. I'm fire.
That fails. That was its deck save.
Yeah. Okay.
So it takes 2d6 fire damage.
What if it
takes 6 points of fire damage.
Okay. It is its turn.
Half.
It's gonna, I guess, start its turn in the sphere?
No. The sphere basically just hits it, but keeps the same space.
So yeah, it's gonna run, so I guess it's...
No, the hammer is not an
engine.
Okay, so I enter. Okay, did it run?
Yeah.
Oh, then it'll take the damage.
Okay. Let's just say it failed.
It'll take 3 points of fire damage.
Okay, and it's gonna slap Haruk again.
Stop.
Okay. It's gonna slap Bjorn.
Thanks.
Doesn't matter. That's an 8.
Who's it actually smacking?
You.
Okay, yeah.
Block it.
And just my shield comes up and I block its tentacle hair.
Alright.
As it ends its turn, it needs to make another dexterity save.
Why?
Because it's ended its turn within 5 feet of the fire.
Fail.
Okay, another 6 points of damage. So I've dealt 15 points of fire damage within the span of this thing being
6 seconds, yeah.
Burn! My hammer hit her that much.
Glaring. Seeing as how the glitter didn't work, and I can't make them gay.
Yeah, you can. You're the DM.
This fight should be more feminine.
Those neutral bars. Switch sides.
Okay. I'm going to explode.
It's such a depressing performance. He like cast Bane on the party. It's so bad.
So you So you know how you get that like honk when you start like you get a honk and then you readjust and you go wah, and it's a nice dull note. You are in Spoyo.
Haruk will look at Merrick with tears in his eyes. That was so beautiful.
Honk. The other mimic said, wah.
Why? I go before 8.
8.
I have a 9.
It does have a 9.
It has an 8.
It has a 9. It goes right after you. Oh, you go first, sir. Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to move my Mystic Hammer to here. And it's going to whack that boy.
Okay.
Whack of the boy!
Does the hammer get attacks of opportunity if they run past it?
No.
It doesn't have HP.
Does a 10 hit? Nah. Okay, so it just swings at the hair wildly.
Woof. It whiffs. It actually gives it a fro.
Nice. And then I'm going to attack this guy.
Windswept and interesting.
Right. Does a 16 hit?
Yeah.
Okay, 4, 5 blunt damage. Magical blunt damage.
Okay. Now it's turn, so it's going to walk by the hammer. Get back over to you.
It should go right here.
Unfortunately.
It's not smart enough to dodge the fire.
Fucking hell! That's a nat 1. 6 to hit. So it misses as it slams its tongue into your shield again. An unstoppable wall.
I am Haruk.
Bjorn.
Since it's so close,
cast a fireball right here.
Isn't the range of a fireball like 20 feet?
Yeah, it would kill us all.
I was about to say, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's the first thing they tell you, you know, in mage school. Don't throw a fireball at your own feet.
No, that's the first thing they tell you is use a fireball for any situation.
Okay.
Lots of bad guys. Fireball. Have to pay a bill in a tavern. Fireball. Wife burnt your dinner. Fireball.
Stood too close. Fireball.
Okay, I'm going to use Chill Touch.
Nah.
You're deck doing
save,
it.
Con save. Con save.
Yes.
Which one?
I'm going to use it on this one. To the south. The one
fail. This one, sorry?
Yeah, which the one? Bottom one.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's all ping it. Let's make sure I understand.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Awesome.
Great. So, 1, 2d8?
2d8. That would be 15.
Finish it.
Yeah, the ghostly skeletal hands just kind of, like, come up on both sides of this thing, and they just kind of, like, strangle it from both sides and slowly, like, compact this, like, massive mimic into a ball of hair.
You turned it into a hairball?
In essence, yes.
Gross.
Tied.
Y'all ever think of how fucking weird it is that you can jump on a bus, but the bus the back of the bus doesn't end up hitting you?
I love the bussy.
Anyway, Tide is going to proceed to move the flame sphere around and boop, give him a kiss. So deck safe.
Can I just say it fails?
I don't know.
Would Haruk have to make that as well because he's within 5 feet?
No. No, it's only at end of turn.
It failed.
Take 4 points of fire damage.
What if I said
then Tide? No. You don't get that choice. Tide then channels the power of flame into his hand as he produces flame and chucks it at the monster.
Produce.
I'm a firebender.
Produce flame.
16 to hit. I think that hits.
16 to hit, yeah.
Flicker remains.
Baby.
It does like 2d8 damage at level 5, I think.
This one actually doesn't upscale.
Oh, so it does 1d8 damage.
Because it has a secondary effect that allows it to be like a light source.
Fair enough.
But it takes 7 points of fire damage.
Alright, these things are getting... There's, you know, like burnt hair smell? Yeah. Gross.
Oh, it smells awful in here. That's my turn.
Is it this one's turn again?
It's Lyric's turn.
It is Lyric's
turn. The other one died.
Man, we're all in a really hairy situation.
I'm going to attack Tide on my turn.
Okay. Please go around me. I would not like to get struck.
I'm going to very depressingly, of course, take out my short bow, move a little bit so that way I don't have two people in between me and the mimic.
Just shoot between our legs.
Yeah. You just like move your foot slightly, it hits your Achilles heel.
Crits her, does 40 points of damage, she dies.
And I'm gonna try and shoot at it.
Imagine being killed for your 1 week spot, and then that's what you're known for the rest of your life.
Yeah. No, not pizza. Why would it do this to me?
Can I die by pizza? I'm okay with this. Smother me in sauce.
What the fuck?
Sorry, 25 to hit.
Oh my god, yes. It's 12. 12 AC, I'd like to mention.
You missed.
Fuck. Not again.
Your accuracy was so good, you missed.
Oh, damn. No.
Alright.
7 damage.
Chip damage.
Hell yeah.
Hulk. Fucking kill this dude.
Alright, so I'm gonna move the hammer right here. Or there, that works too. And then I'm going to swing with
swing
it.
Better. Show me what a better rep can do.
That's a 24 hit.
Yeah.
Alright, for 11 force damage.
11?
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Is it dead?
No.
Okay, then I'm gonna swing. Huh? Does a 13 hit?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, plus four one flail.
11 more magical blunt damage.
Finish it.
So yeah! I just bring the flail down and just like crunches it into the ground. And then I like move there so I'm not standing next to the fire when my turn ends.
Nah, don't worry, you're fine, man. All right. Tide moves the fire into the furnace. There. Go home, little bro.
Perfect.
Live your life in the furnace.
I love how you judged me for making a hairball, but you kind of made a hairball, too.
I didn't make a hairball. I splattered it. It's a hair pancake.
All right. I think that's
Let's go find that little dwarf bastard.
I think that's a good place to call it for now.
Yay.
What?
What?
Okay. Bruh.
Bruh.
Is that what?
Bruh.
Bruh. All right, everybody, thank you so much for watching, listening, and reading the podcast. Please follow us at our socials, and we'll see you guys on the next episode.
Bruh.
Well, you didn't even ask us for our socials.
They already know.
Bruh. Oh, we're not even having an outro. Bruh.
Yeah, boo.
This is the outro.
Bruh.
Bruh.
Bruh. Bruh. We just had a great adventure of carpet munching, and you're going to cut us off like that?
Bruh.
We rid the world of a couple fucking merkins, and this is how we rid
bruh,
it.
Bruh.
It was
don't
worth
ever bruh. Do that.
Bruh.
Bruh.
Call it there.
And the stop.